Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
We're not going home. That's wise words from a wise man in Yoel Kiviranta. Wow, what a game we have to talk about here at the Locked On Stars podcast. Happy Friday to all of you out there listening, tuning in. I'm Josh Clark, the Dallas correspondent at NHL.com, joined by Kenneth Nash, my co-host, the site expert at NolanWrighton.com. And Kenneth, well, here we are.
Here we are.
You know, after just less than 24 hours ago talking about a Game 7 for all the marbles, a series-defining, not just series-defining, but franchise-defining game for the Dallas Stars on USA Network, of all places. Game 7 between the Dallas Stars and Colorado Avalanche just wrapped up a few minutes ago. And, you know, if you've been listening to our podcast for a while, you'll notice that we had a new intro to this episode, episode 119, very big episode here. But, Kenneth, this was as good a time as any to roll out that fancy new intro, because Yoel Kiviranta giving us the needed boost, the needed energy boost to start up this episode with a bang, finish this week with a bang, finish this series with a bang. Dallas Stars winning 5-4 in overtime, Game 7 against Colorado Avalanche. Kenneth, wow.
Yeah, we told y'all yesterday we were going to record today immediately after the game. We were kind of banking on a win because I don't know how many of you would have tuned in to listen to us immediately following a Game 7 loss, especially with what we built the Game 7 up to be in our episode yesterday, with everything, all the marbles on the line for this franchise. And not only did the Dallas Stars pick up a Game 7 win, but they did it in the most probably the most storybook way possible.
Yeah,
going to overtime. Last year you were in OT. You fell in OT to the Blues. They went on and won the Stanley Cup. You come back this year, second round, Game 7. You go to overtime, and none other than Yoel Kiviranta, the hero we knew
as
the
we
Stars needed. Yeah,
yeah,
we all guessed.
As we all guessed.
Takes over, gets his third of the game. And Josh, I think I tweeted this out. I tweeted out part of this statement because I didn't hear who had gotten the secondary assist yet. But the final goal, an OT, Game 7 OT winner, Jamie Oleksiak to Andre Sekera to Yoel Kiviranta, just like the Dallas Stars drew it up.
What a trio. Just like they drew it up to push themselves to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2008. So 12 years in the making here, Kenneth. And it's funny because when you think about it, this is such a monumental win, and we have so much to talk about in this episode of Locked On Stars, which we'll get to as we roll along here over the next few minutes on this Friday evening. But so much to unpack in this game, starting, of course, with Yoel Kiviranta, who was put into the lineup. We didn't get word that he was going to play until warm-ups when he was skating in the spot of Andrew Cogliano on the fourth line with Radek Foxa and Blake Komal. But those lines, even those warm-up lines, Kenneth, did not hold very long because at opening puck drop, Jamie Benn was with Radek Foxa and Blake Komal. And then you lose Matthias Janmark midway through the game. Taylor Fadun was also unfit to play, so Joel Hanley stepping in to take his spot. Also, as we know, Ben Bishop unfit to play, so Anton Khudobin was starting his first career Game 7 against a Michael Hutchinson, who was starting his first Game 7 as well of their careers. But Kenneth, just, I don't even know. Like, Stars Live just ended 15 minutes ago. I just finished working it, and so Kenneth did not give me any time to really prepare
I didn't give you any time.
You did not give me any time. But at the same time, there's no real need to prepare for something like this. And there's no real way, I think, to prepare for something like this, Kenneth, because it's 2020. Things have been weird for 9 months, for almost nine full months now. But to cap off a back-and-forth momentum swing, punch-for-punch series like this with a guy inserted into the lineup at the last second, getting his first NHL hat trick, first playoff hat trick, and, you know, just getting into the lineup in his first ever Game 7 to push the Stars forward, push the envelope, Alexander Radulov getting two goals as well, both on the power play. Kenneth, there's still so much to unpack. What are we supposed to start here?
Yeah, well, let's just go through the game, the goals and kind of the stats from this game. Alexander Radulov got things going early for the Stars on the power play about 2.5 minutes into the game, and that was a good start. The Stars have actually scored the first goal in 4 of the 6 games in this series, which is kind of flipping the script from what we saw from Dallas a lot this year. But so they scored the first goal in 5 of the 7 games this series, I believe, and it looked like things were going to be good, and then about a minute later, Vladislav Namestnikov gets his 3rd of the postseason. It's 1-1, and then Colorado, just before the 10-minute mark, gets a goal from Andrei Burakovsky. They lead 2-1 at the end of the first period, and then Joel Kiviranta, he arrives in style. He ties things up 3 minutes into the second period, his first of the postseason, first of the game. Nazem Kadri answered back, power play goal just under 6 minutes into the second period. Put Colorado back on top 3-2. Alexander Radulov, he took a bad penalty in the third period. Stars killed off the power play, and then he drew a penalty right after that. Put Stars on the power play, and then he would deliver on the power play. His 7th of the postseason, 2nd of the game, just under 12 minutes into the second period, so a little over 8 minutes to go in this third period. Ties the game at 3. And then, like things always do, it becomes a roller coaster. Vladislav Namestnikov gets his 2nd of the game with a little over 3 minutes to go. And I think I texted Josh after that goal, and I said, all right, I think it's over. And then 10 seconds later,
Joel Kiviranta said, not so fast.
Joel Kiviranta, 10 seconds later, gets his 2nd of the game, 2nd of the postseason, with 3.5 minutes to play. Ties it at 4 apiece. We'll go to overtime, and you were sitting there going, surely it can't. It's either going to be Radulov or Kiviranta. If the Stars win this, it's going to be one of the two. And there's no better storybook way. Joel Kiviranta, his first career hat trick, comes in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Playoff second round since the Stars of the Western Conference Finals, and it's an OT winner to boot, Josh. And it was a weird up and down game. This game was kind of a microcosm of what the entire series looked like, and lots of back and forth. The Stars had to come from behind 3 times in this game. Joel Kiviranta delivered game tying goals twice, but the Stars weren't played off the ice. They couldn't get a firm foothold in this game. Late in the second period, though, Josh, things started to turn. You could see the momentum shifting in the Stars' favor. They looked like they might come away with a goal late in the second. Didn't. But Alexander Radulov gets the goal in the third, and the Stars looked like they were in control for a lot of the third period, despite the Namestnikov goal.
Yeah, and of course that was a bit of a deflator, because as wacky as this game was, and yes, I think I even tweeted it was Looney Tunes Banana Lands at some point midway through the third period.
That's like a Groobs tweet.
That honestly, and I may text him and tell him he can use that if he wants to moving forward. But like you mentioned, Kenneth, even with that Namestnikov goal in the third period, the Stars still, and of course Kiviranta scoring 10 seconds later to tie it up, but the Stars really felt like they came alive in that third period, and which was a good thing, because of course we've seen this team so many times, Kenneth, enter the third period of a game down and not being able to find that tying goal, not being able to push the envelope a little bit further, and at a point where your season is literally hanging in the balance of you're going home tomorrow or you're advancing to the Western Conference Final for the first time in 12 years, the Stars answered the bell. What a heroic effort, of course, by Joel Kiviranta, but Alexander Radulov, you know, starting it off as well. Anton Hudobin, after a couple of shaky goals early on, Kenneth, really turning the tide. And a couple of incredible saves, including one on Nazem Kadri on the far post that could have made it a 4-2 game, Kenneth, and honestly would have sent the... You felt as though that would have been the final nail in the coffin if the Stars went down 2 in this game.
Yeah, I think that save felt... Looking in hindsight, that save looks like a turning point in this game. Nazem Kadri could have put the Avalanche up 2 goals. And, you know, despite all the momentum swings we've seen in this period, I wasn't confident that Dallas could overcome a 2-goal deficit. I even texted you after they went up 3-2, after the Avs went up 3-2, I said Dallas cannot afford to let Colorado get the next goal in this game. And obviously Anton Hudobin, he was a little rocky early on, struggled a little bit with rebound control throughout the game, but when it mattered, when it counted, and you look at that Nazem Kadri goal as an example, he stepped up big, and as he's done throughout this series. And they showed his postseason stats for the Stars this so far this playoffs, and it doesn't look like a glistening stellar Vezina level performances, and they haven't been all the time. But what he's done is come in when the pressure's on, when he's not necessarily the guy that you expect to be going to in the postseason, and he's had a significantly higher workload, he's stepped in, he's made the saves when they count, and every night he's put the Stars in a position to win.
Absolutely, he has, and as a result, he put them in a position to win again tonight, and Joel Kiviranta said, let me do the rest in just his first real Stanley Cup playoff game, but his third of this quote-unquote postseason. His second real Stanley Cup playoff game, Kenneth. Yeah, his third of this Calgary, postseason. Yeah. Yes, and he had an assist in there. Maybe that was like the first hole in the dam, Kenneth. And as a result, a pouring on tonight in Game 7 against Colorado Avalanche. We got plenty more reaction on Game 7, Stars advancing to the Western Conference Finals. Plenty more right around the corner when the Locked On Stars podcast continues in a moment.
Before we step away, I know what y'all have been sitting there. The heart rate's up a little bit. The energy's going, and now you're sitting there, you're going, we got to win, and I'm starving. I know how it goes. There's no better post-game treat, game 7 OT winning treat than Built Bar. Built Bar's back, and they're even better than they were before. They've got 18 amazing flavors, 6 new flavors, caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp. Those are the new ones. And then they got the originals, the favorites, peanut butter, banana bread, mint brownie, salted caramel, to name just a few. They're back. They're better than ever. And let me tell you why. Built Bars, they're great for those who are trying to be health conscious. Health conscious guy, maybe you're trying to lose a little weight, maintain your weight, but you want to have something delicious, a little bit of a treat. Built Bars are the perfect option. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. They're great if you're on the keto diet. Let me give you an idea of what they look like. In terms of those nutrients, peanut butter flavored bar, 19 grams of protein, just 180 calories, only 5 grams of sugar, and only 5 grams of net carbs. That's an amazing, amazing bar, and it's good for you too. And right now, if you go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at builtbar.com.
Back here at the Locked On Stars podcast on this Friday evening, reveling in a 5-4 overtime victory for the Stars. Game 7, second round against the Colorado Avalanche. Stars punching their ticket to the Western Conference Final for the first time since 2008. Kenneth, again, I want to reiterate, Banana Land's Looney Tunes of a game here on Friday evening for all the marbles on USA Network. Kenneth, you know, I think we had a good start there to the podcast. And Kenneth's on his phone right now, so I don't know.
I'm on the Twitters. Twitter's exploding right now.
I know Twitter is, and I'm sure I'm gonna have to hit the load more tweets button or show new tweets or whatever about 8 times at the end of this episode. But before we continue diving in to this episode, Kenneth, we have to talk a little bit more about that guy, that number 25. Who, just to put into perspective how absurd this game ended up being, Joel Kiviranta being the hero. Even in post game interviews, we heard Joel Kiviranta and Joel more than we heard Joel. Yeah. And it's just, it goes, and even, you know, a lot of the national media guys have never watched Joel Kiviranta play a game before. We're asking Rick Bonus, John Klingberg questions about. Tell us about this guy. Tell us about this kid that just saved the Dallas Stars season single-handedly almost. An incredible effort by number 25 getting a hat trick. Now, Kenneth, this is also the seventh. Joel Kiviranta now becomes the seventh player in NHL history to score a hat trick in a Game 7. The first since 1993. And do you know who that was in 1993 that scored a hat trick in a Game 7?
I'm going to guess that it was the great one, Wayne Gretzky.
Yes, so, you know, not that we're necessarily drawing lines. comparisons. But, yes, but at the same time, we're not drawing comparisons by any means, but simply, Joel Kiviranta, the seventh NHL player of all time to record a hat trick in a Game 7. On top of that, another record coming in from NHL PR. Joel Kiviranta is the first player in NHL history to score each of his first 3 career postseason goals in the same game. So, in other words, he's the first player to record a hat trick in his first playoff game. And So, Kenneth, you know, we can keep talking about Joel Kiviranta for a little while. Like I said, the assist in that Calgary game, of course, it just kind of buried in a mass, his first career NHL postseason point, buried in a mass of Stars goals in an incredible comeback in Game 6 against the Flames. But, you know, maybe that was the little energy boost and the confidence boost he needed. Because as he said in post-game interviews, Kenneth, he said, it kind of felt just like any other game when I was out there. And he was able to just play his game, you know, the game that he played 11 times in a Dallas Stars uniform this year, getting one goal against the New Jersey Devils, 1 point and a minus one overall rating. But, Kenneth, today it didn't even seem like a regular season game for him. It seemed just like he was playing junior hockey out there.
Yeah, he looked really, really good today, and he was noticeable. And I think at one point, I think it was Sean Shapiro of The Athletic tweeted out, he said, is it really a good thing that Joel Kiviranta has become the most prominent forward on the Stars team? This was pre-winning the game. I believe it was sometime in the second period when he had scored just the one goal at that point. Because, I mean, he comes into the lineup because of an injury to Andrew Cogliano. And he was very visible in what he was doing. And it wasn't because he was making mistakes. He was everywhere. He had 5 shots on goal in the game, 4 hits. He was in the offensive zone. He was getting in and around the crease, which he's not a big guy. But he was he played that net front presence a couple of times. Once had a deflection on a goal, and then the OT winner, he was right in the crease, and then came out of the crease to find some soft space and put the puck in the net. And so he was great tonight. And I think if you listen to the post game press conference from Rick Bowness, they talked a lot about he was asked a lot about the decision to put him in. How do you determine that that's who you're going to roll with? And he said
whenever it was easy.
Yeah, he said it's easy. Yeah. He said every time we've put Kiviranta on the ice, they've been confident in his abilities and what he's going to be able to do. Brent Severin in the post game on Stars Live had some high praise. He said Brian Ray brought up back when Kiviranta played his first NHL game with the Stars. Brent Severin said, I like what this kid does. I like the details of his game. And he said, you know, he puts in the effort, especially in the right areas. And he did it tonight. And obviously, you love to see these kind of stories, a guy come in from relative obscurity in terms of from an NHL perspective and come in. And he scores 3 goals, right, in Game 7, the Stanley Cup playoff game. Yeah. And the one's an OT winner. He tied the game up twice. And it was just... You know, there's not enough adjectives or superlative talk that can kind of put into picture how important I think this game was to the Stars, how important this game was to him. In his post game with NBC Sports, you could see he was getting a little emotional. I think he was starting to set in a little bit what had just happened. Because if you watch his goal celebrations, I don't know how much you pay attention, they were not really over-the-top goals.
Like,
the
first one certainly was. The first one was fist pump for the ages.
But the second and third one, especially the third one, for what it looked fairly muted. It was like he skated to the boards and everybody surrounded him, but he really just was kind of yelling. But, you know, he wasn't hopping, he wasn't jumping, he wasn't throwing his stick, or it wasn't an Alexander Radulov-esque celebration. But you could see in the post game it set in. I think he started to realize what had just happened, and he was phenomenal tonight. And obviously this is probably... it'll probably be the biggest moment of his career, barring him making some sort of similar performance in a future playoff game and more with even more on the line. But 24 years old, he's got to be in the lineup come game one of the Western Conference Finals. Rick Bowness addressed that, said he probably will be. But it's what a night for the kid, and you love to see it. Of anybody out there, when you see a player step up like that, called into duty, next man up, and he puts in a performance like that, you got to love it.
Yeah, and at the age of 24, no less, as we mentioned, you know, this is a guy that the Stars just signed last summer, literally just a year ago. They signed Joel Kiviranta, bring him in, and he spends a good chunk of the season down in the AHL with the Texas Stars, but then getting those 11 games in the NHL during the regular season, then getting a round robin game in, getting one game against Calgary, and then all he needed was one today against the Colorado Avalanche to prove that he is a legitimate threat and that he can be a difference maker. You know, it's funny, Kenneth, we talked a lot about how big this game was going to be for the Stars prior to puck drop. And on top of that, we also talked about the magic of Game 7. You know, we talked back in 1999, Mike Keane being the difference maker in Game 7 against Colorado Avalanche when the Stars were heading to the Stanley Cup Final. This year, it's Yoel Kiviranta. And, you know, you could have guessed any player on that roster, Kenneth, and had just as good of a chance at nailing it on the head. That's how unpredictable Game 7s are, and that's just the magic behind the Game 7 in hockey. But a great game for Yoel Kiviranta. He earns, obviously, the first star of the game. He earns the chain post-game. And those wise words, as we started the podcast out with, "We're not going home," that he beckons or yells out to the Dallas Stars locker room to a chorus of applause. And so, plenty of good times rolling for the Dallas Stars right now. Quick turnaround, also getting ready for the Western Conference Finals on Sunday night. But until then, reveling in the win, enjoying it. That's what the Stars are doing. We got plenty more talk on Game 7 coming up right around the corner when the Locked On Stars podcast continues in a moment. Back here at the Locked On Stars podcast, wrapping up this Friday evening episode. I'm Josh Clark, the Dallas correspondent at NHL.com. Joined by Kenneth Nash, the site expert, NolanWrighton.com. We are just a few minutes past Yoel Kiviranta single-handedly, Kenneth, just is telling Colorado to go back to Denver, sending the Avalanche out of the bubble, sending them home in a game for the ages, Kenneth. You know, you sit there, after it kind of settles in, what you just witnessed, what we just witnessed, you know, not just us, but all Stars fans, media, etc., from top to bottom. And even you look at the celebrations in the arena, Kenneth, I don't think I've ever seen Jim Nill that happy. Mm-hmm. Ben Bishop's reactions were something just hilarious up in the press box. Just the emotions being displayed by management, by coaches. You know, Rick Bowness's double fist pump right as Kiviranta scored the game winner, and the bench went into an uproar, hugging, I believe it was Derek Lakstahl on the bench, shaking hands. The celebrations by this team, Kenneth, the emotions. This is a game, as we said, this is a game that's going to go down in history as one of the greatest Dallas Stars games ever.
Yeah, it is, and I think the recognition, or what I saw a lot of those emotions being from some of the Stars veterans, coaching staff, front office, players who have been here, especially players last year, was jubilation for sure, but also a little bit of relief. I think there was a lot of buildup, and I think I'm sure when they went to OT, that was a conversation that was had or at least thought about, was, hey, we were in this exact same situation last year and we didn't get it done. And so you could see it, up in the boxes, you saw Jim Nill's reaction, definitely one of a guy who was excited to see the team he helped put together get over that hump. You could see it on the faces of the players. Rick Bowness, you got to have, you know, whether you're a Stars fan or not, there's a feel-good story there. You come in as an interim in a strange circumstance, take over a kind of a weird team, frankly, a playoff-caliber team, but that's in a weird spot. And obviously you step in, you're an interim, and what do? You get them over the hump that they weren't able to get over last year, and I think that's such a cool thing.
And what's even cooler, Kenneth, is unfortunately Fox Sports Southwest didn't put the entire interview out from Rick Bowness, but in the Zoom presser post-game, when asked about, you know, how meaningful is this for you, you know, becoming or stepping in as an interim unexpectedly and all the ups and downs that this 2019-2020 Dallas Stars team went through, how special is it for you to get to this, get to the Western Conference Final, help this team pass, get over this hump? And he immediately, like, deflected all praise, Kenneth, for himself. He said, "This is all for the players and this is all for the franchise. So proud of, you know, the players, the owners, the management that have put in all the work to get them here." And he said, I'm paraphrasing here, but he said, he said, "I'm just an old guy along for the ride." And he's like, "I'm happy to be here, happy to help this team out in any way I can." But giving all the praise to the players, all the praise to Jim Nill, management that's spent 12 years trying to get back to this point, Kenneth, constructing this team, going through a lot of trial and error, going through a lot of scraping the roster and restarting, and, you know, five-year playoff droughts, up and downs, first time in back-to-back playoffs since 2008. And as we saw in the back-to-backs, the momentum swings in this series against the Avalanche, finding a way to land that last punch, with the unlikeliest of heroes in Yoel Kiviranta. I think the only other name you could have said that I would have been less or more baffled by would be Joel Hanley or Andre Sekera winning.
I think even Sekera might have been more likely than Kiviranta, because the fact that he's played in the postseason significantly this year.
This is what a baffling game, but what a special game for the Dallas Stars franchise, for fans, for followers of the team, and just to do this on the big stage, though it was USA Network, to do this on the big stage in front of hockey fans in general that are just excited for a Game 7, this just put the NHL on watch that this could be the year that the Dallas Stars really, really make a serious run at the Cup. They're halfway there.
Yeah, and before we wrap up here in a few minutes, a couple of things I think you got to touch on. I think obviously we talked about the need for the top line and the top guys. They weren't always on a line together, but the top guys for the Stars team to deliver here today and set the tone. Alexander Radulov did that. Obviously, he had a little bit of a frustrating penalty taken in the second period, but he comes away with a couple of goals, 4 shots on goal. You look at Joe Pavelski, had an assist. Jamie Benn had an assist. Jamie Benn, I thought it was interesting. We've talked about it a couple times. I know Sean Shapiro's talked about it too, that he's such a early starter. You can kind of see how he's going to play by how he starts the game. I thought he finished the game about as strong as I've seen him finish a game. He was very physical.
Yeah,
he was very physical late in the game, but he was smart with it. He was taking runs at people, but at the right time. And when I say taking runs at people, I don't mean dirty hits. I mean he was forechecking hard. He was finishing checks. He was trying to create issues for Colorado late in the game, and he did it in the overtime as well. He finishes with 8 hits, which ties Jamie Oleksiak for the lead on the Stars. And I thought he was good. He had a couple of block shots there late in the third period on the same sort of play cycle that I thought were really important. And then you look at some of the other guys, the young guys, Roope Hintz with an assist, Denis Gurianov with an assist, Oleksiak with an assist, Miro Heiskanen gets 2 more assists, and none of which I think is more important than, I don't know if he got credit for it. Let me look. Yeah, he did get the secondary assist on the game-tying goal late in the third for Kiviranta. Yes. He forced that turnover at the Avalanche blue line right off the face-off that sprung that opportunity for the Stars. He continues to do magical work on the ice for Dallas. But it was a whole team effort tonight for Dallas, and I think that's important. And I think beyond that, I think you saw the big names, the guys who are paid the big bucks, step up and really kind of, when they realized we got to get this done now, they really turned it on, and I think it created opportunities for guys like Kiviranta who took advantage of them.
Yeah, and Kev, you want to guess where Yoel Kiviranta finished on the time on ice chart among all Stars players, not just forwards, all Stars players? Don't cheat. I see you looking at your computer screen. No cheating.
He was ahead of Corey Perry. He's ahead of Yanmark.
Okay, well, you're literally just cheating. You're taking all the fun out of this. Okay.
All-Stars, what is he, 4th from the bottom, I think?
What?
Was he 4th from the bottom?
So here's the thing. If you do not count Matthias Janmark, who got injured in the middle of the game and did not come back, if you do not count Matthias Janmark, there are only 2 players that skated less than Yoel Kiviranta, and they are Joel Hanley and Corey Perry tonight. So, quite a showing in literally 14 minutes and 51 seconds of ice time. What a showing by Yoel Kiviranta and the Dallas Stars, now punching their ticket to the Western Conference Finals. And we haven't even really talked about that, Kev, because it's funny, somebody asked John Klingberg post-game about how long do you set on this win? How long do you enjoy it before? Obviously, you don't even know your opponent yet for Game 7. But with Game 7 coming up on Sunday night, it's right around the corner. What's the balance between enjoying this win but also getting prepared for Sunday night? And after Klingberg's answer, Radulov in the background, just kind of a funny little quip. He said, you know, give us a little bit, huh? Like, in a way of just... taking some time, taking a breather, because this seriously was, he said, give us a little bit of time, huh? And it was followed with some laughs, but it just goes to show you how special this win is for the Dallas Stars, not only, as we've said, for this franchise, for Jim Nill to see this, you know, 7 years since 2013, all the work that's been put in to get over this Game 7 hump, to get to this point, to be halfway to a Stanley Cup title for the first time since 1999. It's a special day for the Dallas Stars. One of the most memorable games I've ever watched in my years, you know, as a fan early on in my years covering the team. One of the most incredible games I've ever witnessed. And of course, witnessing it from the couch is one thing, but regardless, Kenneth, wherever you were, whether you were watching it on TV, live streaming it on your phone, or listening to it on the radio, this is one of those games that you're never going to forget where you were when Joel Kiviranta put, as we say, you know, the shot heard round the bubble that ended the Avalanche's season and pushed the Stars to the next round.
Yeah, I tweeted out after the game that this was Joel Kiviranta is going to go down in Dallas Stars lore, regardless of where his
career
goes from
here. I've seen people purchasing his jersey already on Fanatics.
Yeah. Regardless of where his career goes in Dallas, or if he, you know, goes to another NHL team, whatever may happen. Maybe, you know, we recapped the 99 Stanley Cup playoffs a lot during the pause. Maybe 10 years from now, somebody's sitting in our seat recapping this postseason, and Joel Kiviranta is one of those trivia questions they'll have the answer to and get to talk about. But yeah, it was a phenomenal performance for this Stars team. You know, you sit back, you relax, you watch this Vegas-Vancouver game, and then you find out who your opponent is and you get ready. They're in a good spot. The Stars have a few hours of extra rest.
They like where they're at, you mean?
Yeah. Yes. That's our when we record the next time we record a trade deadline pod, that's going to be the title. But essentially what I was getting at is Stars are in a good spot. They're going to have the rest advantage going into Sunday, whatever that may be. Vancouver, Vegas are playing a back-to-back tonight going into Game 7, and then they'll turn around and play Sunday. So the Stars can relax a little bit, and then they got to get right back at it. They know their work's not done. They're halfway there to what they want their end goal to be. But I think there's some significance, like you said, in just crossing this kind of barrier, climbing this mountain, getting into the Western Conference Finals in the way that they did, I think is important for this franchise.
Yes, obstacle erased after two tries at it over the past 4 years. Stars finally getting over that second round hump into the Western Conference Final. And as you said, you know, lots of hockey still to be played. They're halfway there, 8 wins down, 8 wins still needed if they want to lift that cup. But for now, a memorable day, a memorable Game 7 for the Dallas Stars, and what a finish it was. Hat, get it, Kenneth? That was a pun. I don't know if you caught it. What a finish.
I did catch it.
With
I just didn't
Kiviranta.
Want to give it any recognition.
Oh, thank you. That's kind of rude. But Joel Kiviranta, the hero, throwing the cape on, serving as the hero for the Dallas Stars in Game 7 against Colorado Avalanche. What a game. What a series finale, Kenneth. And what a way to send this series into the history books. There's not much more you can say besides just if you experienced it, you know, you're still feeling it probably. And we'll see if those feelings can carry into Sunday as the Stars begin third round play against the winner of tonight's Game 7 between the Vegas Golden Knights and the Vancouver Canucks. But until then, Kenneth, we will have an episode up on Sunday to preview round one between the Stars and opponent TBA at this point. But
well, it's TBD. Technically it's TBD.
Well,
because
okay,
they haven't,
yeah,
it hasn't been
yeah,
determined
yeah. It's,
yet.
It's more determined than announced. I guess you're right. But until then, it's a big win for the Dallas Stars, big day for the Dallas Stars. Go ahead and celebrate. Go ahead and enjoy it. I think anybody that watches the Stars, Kenneth, you deserve a nice, restful, peaceful night after the ups and downs that we've been through. 51 weeks ago, they started training camp, Kenneth. And so 51 weeks of just pure madness. But
yep.
What a time it's been, and it's still going on. We got another chapter to install before this season's over, at least one more chapter. So that's about all we've got for this Friday episode. And Kenneth, any final thoughts before we close out for the weekend? Half the weekend.
Final thought number one, maybe the NHL knew what they were doing by putting this at 3 p.m. in the afternoon on a Friday. Because if this was like a 9:30 puck drop, it would imagine where we'd be 2 hours after the game of a 9:30 puck drop. Nobody would sleep at
gosh.
All. So maybe the NHL knew what they were doing. But as always, make sure to follow. Make sure to hit subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast so we show up in your feed every day. Drop us a 5-star review for that 5-star performance from Joel Kiviranta. And if you got a question about the postseason moving forward, leave us a review on a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We'll make sure to get to that on the pod. And what else, Josh? Follow us on Twitter at LockedOnStars.
Yes, that'd be nice.
At Kenneth_Nash19 and at Josh_Clark02.
what a way to finish this week. Kenneth, finish. We'll be talking about Finns for the rest of our lives now. But what a night. He's now, as they say, he's now been officially inducted into the Finnish Mafia. Joel Kiviranta, providing the surge the Dallas Stars need to get to the Western Conference Final for the first time in 12 years. Stars win over the Avalanche 5-4 in overtime. Punch their ticket to the Final Four. And we'll have plenty more coverage regarding that Final Four round against whoever it may be, Vegas or Vancouver. Plenty more coverage later on in the weekend. Until then, though, Kenneth, stay safe, stay healthy, celebrate accordingly, and we'll talk to you in a few days.
Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.